Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In Davos, Switzerland this week, more than 2,500 business and government leaders are meeting at the World Economic Forum to discuss the problems facing the global economy. Union leaders at the forum will argue for policies aimed at creating more jobs, especially environmentally friendly jobs, plus issues such as climate change. One of the union leaders at the forum is John Evans. Mr. Evans is the General Secretary of TUAC, the Trade Union Advisory Committee to the OECD. TUAC acts as the economic research unit of the international labor movement.
We have over 200 million people unemployed globally. Many more have moved into informal work or not been able to get jobs which have got a decent quality. You see youth employment, unemployment rates, which are double the adult rate. Now that's an unsustainable situation socially, economically, and we believe politically as well. In the past, the natural tendency of economists is to say, well, if we create growth, then that will lead to jobs, so we do not need to discuss jobs at a global level. We're turning that on its head. Firstly, we need a reorientation of economic policy in the short term to actually get more balanced growth and also make sure that we've got global demand to be able to actually create jobs in the future. One of the key priorities is how to relink employment and skills, and in some senses, the demand and the supply side of the labor market, in a way make sure that young people, workers, are well equipped to actually be able to also fulfill this growth and be able to meet the labor market needs in the future. We believe that you can create jobs, show you can create jobs, give confidence, which will create demand, which will create investment, which will create growth, which in turn will create jobs. By linking the jobs agenda to the question of the green growth agenda and trying to see how can we transform and use new demand, new structural requirements from the labor force as a way of actually creating jobs in the short term. We fear that over the last 4 years, an opportunity to get greater de-linking between carbon emissions and growth has been lost. If you look at even positive figures on growth, which we want to achieve, the dangers are it means that greenhouse gas emissions will be increasing, not decreasing, which we all know has to happen if we're to keep the limit on climate change to 2 degrees by 2050.